This is Apostle George, and we're getting ready to get started. Father God, we just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly or unknowingly, what's in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to forgive me. Forgive me. Creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. I'm asking, Lord, that you would take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Father, I give you back this service on this evening, Lord God. And I'm asking that, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. Now, I just plead the blood of Jesus in the atmosphere, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over the airways, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus of all those that's going to come on today, Lord God, to receive a word from you, Lord. And I plead the blood of Jesus over those who are going to hear this word in the future, Father. I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that Haramaro Hri Rota Harele Rumaha Mama Kandi Orobo Sheba. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. I hear the Spirit of God saying that he hears us. Hallelujah. And that he's going to answer. Lord, I just want to say thank you, Lord. I want to say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for moving by your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord God, for destroying the works of darkness, oh God, that's been set out against your people, Lord God. And Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, according to your word, you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And you said every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we shall utterly condemn it. But this is our inheritance. So I claim you the inheritance of your people on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that your will be done. Hallelujah. Oh, we hear you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord God, for moving by your Spirit amongst your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for those that need a spiritual healing on today, Lord God. Father, I pray that they receive their spiritual healing, Lord God. Father God, those who need, oh God, a physical healing on today, I pray for a physical healing, Lord. And for those that need deliverance on today, Lord God, I pray for their deliverance, Lord God. Father, you said in your word that, Father, we have not because we ask not. Well, I'm asking you, Lord God, to deliver your people, Lord God, to set your people free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But you said who the Son set free is free indeed. So we just glorify your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Move every hindrance out of the way, Lord God, for your people hearing you, Lord God. Father God, remove all spiritual dullness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you right now for removing the scales from your people's eyes that they may see, and stopping their ears that they may hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto the church. Lord, we just say thank you. We say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to wait in the presence of the Lord. You have to learn how to wait in the presence of the Lord. No matter what's going on in your life, you have to learn how to wait in the presence of the Lord. For the scripture says that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth. Of Thank you, Jesus. Y'all gonna have to bear with me because I thought I was gonna be preaching something else, but as I was praying, there's some things that God brought into my spirit. We truly have to learn how to wait in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Then mama sukundi adeshino horanaha. Iliuroda kondara hari. Kondele yondo shimana hara kandala hi. You got to learn how to wait in the presence of the Lord. Let me explain something to you. We have to learn how to not move ahead of God and not to be behind the Lord. And if you in this walk with God, it's real easy to go on automatic. And when I say automatic, that means that it's easy for people to stop pressing to hear what God is saying and start just saying, well, I know to do this, I know to do that. That's not proper. And let me tell you something. I've heard people throughout my life in church, you know, talk about that. Well, you know what you should be. No, I don't know what I should be doing. Because the Bible tells me clear as day to acknowledge him in all my ways. And he shall direct my path. I don't know about you, but he told us to lean not to our own understanding. And that's what own understanding is. If you say, well, you know, we know what. No, I don't know what to do. I'm not trying to lean to my own understanding. I'm not trying to. And I know a whole lot of stuff. You know, I do a lot of reading. And I'm like, Lord, I've learned a long time ago to count. Like Paul said, he counted everything he learned is done. In other words, he said it's duty that he may know the excellency of Christ. And so if you don't learn how to do that in your life, you're going to miss God. You're going to miss the things that the Lord is trying to say to you, how he's trying to lead and how he's trying to guide you. Because in this hour, those that are led by the Spirit of God are going to be the ones that receive the victory. The victory is in hearing the Spirit of God and being obedient to what he is saying. Mama shorokora. Now do sebrekri. I thought it was a helelelemonde serelelaha. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The spirit of religion have to go out the door. Yeah. When you are pressing into the kingdom of heaven, there's hallelujah. Whatever you gotta do, hallelujah. You gotta press on in. You gotta press on me. Hallelujah. It's not about what you feel.
Yeah.
It's not about what you think.
Yeah.
It's simply about being obedient to God. Because guess what? The anointing is on the obedience. And it's the anointing that destroys the yoke.
Yes.
And so that's why the Bible tells us that if we are willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land. And he didn't say anything else. In the other way, he said willing and obedient. So we got to learn obedience. We have to be willing to be obedient. Hallelujah. Because do you understand that even if you're willing to be obedient, sometimes you miss God. Sometimes you might think that he says something like this, but if you're willing, if you have a teachable spirit, and this is one of the problems in the church nowadays, people don't have a teachable spirit. You know, don't want anybody to tell them anything. Don't want to know this and know that. Well, don't tell me this. Don't tell me that. Well, that's the wrong spirit. Because the Bible tells us to come to him as a little child. And when he was talking to his disciples, he showed them children. He said, but this is such as the kingdom. You have to come to God with a childlike faith. You got to be able to come to God. Children don't come thinking that they know. And I'm not going to lie. There's some that I've seen that do think they know. And I just be like, hold on. You don't know nothing. You just got it. But you know, but the Lord be telling me sometimes. But that's the same stuff people do in church. He like they know way more than I know. And so he wants us to come to him with a childlike faith. Children trust what their parents say to them. And some people trust what their parents say unto them till they hold on to every word to as an adult, and the word could be wrong. Let me tell you something. God started instructing me years ago about that. You know, I would listen to my parents, and I obeyed my parents. But I was seeking the face of God. And I was like, Lord, because I don't want to be doing anything that's outside of your will or outside of your character. I never forget one time I had a relative ask me to do something, and I told them, no, I can't do that. I said, I'm a pastor. I have a church, and I got all these other things. I'm doing this responsibility. And they told me that I would have to do it if my mother told me to do it. I said, you a lie. And I said, no, that's not true. I said, because God told me to do this, and I'm going to be obedient to God. And I was like, I said, if God told me to do something, I don't care nothing about what my mama said. If it's really God, you see, God is not an author of confusion. So you know when he revealed, you know, truth, I'm gonna go with truth. You know, if the Lord said to serve him, I'm going to serve him. If he say go here, I'm gonna go there. If he tells me to do it. Because if God don't tell you to do it, then you at the mercy of whatever it is that's going on. Okay, I don't know how I got over here. But I thought that it was gonna be different because the way God was starting up, because we gotta really learn how to wait in the presence of God. It's very important to wait in the presence of God, because remember the Lord told the apostles, he told them to stay there until they be endued with power from on high, until they receive the Holy Spirit. And so you need the Holy Spirit. You need a fresh infilling of the Holy. If you've been baptized in the Holy Ghost, you need a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. You know, yesterday's anointing is gone. You need a fresh anointing for the day. Yeah. You know, you need to be able to hear what God is saying right now. You can't just go back on yesterday, you know. And it's all right sometimes to go back and recheck. Okay, God, did you tell me this for real? Okay, so you told me this. Okay, so I'm going to rest on what you told me. So I thought that these things that the Lord was saying were obstacles, but no, he was letting me know. No, that's just the front runner into the scriptures that he wanted me to go off into. If you have your Bibles, go with me to Exodus. Chapter 16. And they took their journey for Elam, and on the congregation of the children of Israel came unto the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elam and Sana. Lord, I always say Sana. Because I'm always pronouncing it wrong. On the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel said unto them, would to God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pot, and when we did eat bread to the full. For ye have brought us forth into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Then said the Lord unto Moses, glory to God, y'all got to help me, I'm in the spirit. Then said the Lord unto Moses, Yerabashekianda, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And it shall come to pass that on the sixth day they shall prepare that which they bring in, and it shall be twice as much as they gather daily. And Moses and Aaron said unto all the children of Israel, at evening then ye shall know that the Lord have brought you out from the land of Egypt. And in the morning then ye shall see the glory of the Lord, for that he heareth your murmuring against the Lord. And what are we that you murmur against us? And Moses said, this shall be when the Lord shall give you in the evening flesh to eat, and in the morning bread to the full. For that the Lord heareth your murmurings, which ye murmur against him. And what are we? Your murmurings are not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses spake unto Aaron, say unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he hath heard your murmurings. And it came to pass, as Aaron spake unto the whole congregation of the children of Israel, that they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, glory to God, hallelujah. Give us an ear, holic. I showed up behind you. that we may hear what the Spirit of God has to say unto the church. Open thine the ear of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. Take the dullness away, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they may hear you clearer than what they've ever heard you before. Deliver your people, Lord God, from their own way of thinking, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel speak unto them, saying, at evening ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. And it came to pass that at evening the quails came up and covered the camp. And in the morning the dew lay round about the host. And when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness there lay a small round thing, as small as the hoarfrost on the ground. Give me 1 second. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna. For they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat. This is the thing which the Lord hath commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tent. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. And when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. And Moses said, let no man leave of it till the morning. Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it breed worms and stank. And Moses was wroth with them, and they gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. And when the sun waxed hot, it melted. And it came to pass that on the sixth day they gathered twice as much bread, two omers for one man. And on the and all the rulers of the congregation came and told Moses. And he said unto them, this is that which the Lord hath said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord. Bake that which ye will bake today, and sift that ye will sift, and that which remaineth over lay up for you to be kept until the morning. And they laid it up till the morning as Moses bade, and it did not stink, neither was there worm therein. And Moses said, eat that today, for the day is Sabbath unto the Lord. Today ye shall not find it in the field. 6 days ye shall gather it, but on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath, in it there shall be none. And it shall come to pass that there went out some of the people on the seventh day for together, and they found none. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long refuse ye to keep my commandments and my laws? See for that the Lord had given you the Sabbath. Therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people rested on the seventh day. And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna. And it was like coriander seed. White in taste of it was like wafers made with honey. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generation, that they may see the bread which I have fed you in the wilderness when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a pot and put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. Now, omer is the tenth part of an ephah. Now, I want to take this over into the basic English, so y'all going to give me some, because I'm going to be reading for me, because I want to, there's some things that God want me to bring out. And listen, I want to make sure that I've read everything he wanted me to read before I get into what he wants me to get into. Andalushi. Andale Rafa. And they went on their way from Elam, and all the children of Israel came into the wasteland of Sin, which is between Elam and Sinai. On the 15th day of the second month after they went out of the land of Egypt. And all the children of Israel were crying out against Moses and Aaron in the wasteland. And the children of Israel said to them, it would have been better for the Lord to have put us to death in the land of Egypt. where we were seated by the flesh pots and had bread enough for our seed, for our needs, I'm sorry. But you have taken us out to this waste of sand to put all this people to death through need of food. Then the Lord said to Moses, see, I will send down bread from heaven, for you, and the people will go out every day and get enough for the day's need, so that I may put them to the test to see if they will keep my laws or not. And on the sixth day, they are to make ready what they get in, and it will be twice as much as they get on the other day. And Moses and Aaron said to all the children of Israel, this evening it will be clear to you that it is the Lord who has taken you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you will see the glory of the Lord, for your anger words against the Lord have come to his ears. And what are we that you are crying out against us? And Moses said, the Lord will give you meat for you, food at evening, and in the morning bread in full measure. For your outcry against the Lord has come to his ears. For what are we? Your outcry is not against us, but against the Lord. And Moses said to Aaron, say to all the people of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he has given ear to your outcry. And while Aaron was talking to the children of Israel, their eyes were turned in the direction of the wasteland. And they saw the glory of the Lord shining in the cloud. And the Lord said to Moses, the outcry of the children of Israel has come to my ears. Say to them now, at nightfall, you will have meat for your food. Hallelujah! Meat for your bama makida. And oh shit, for your food. And in the morning, bread in full measure. And you will see that I am the Lord your God. And it came about that in the evening, little birds came up in the place, was covered with them. And in the morning, there was dew all around about the tent. And when the dew was gone, on the face of the earth was a small round thing, like small drops of ice on the earth. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, what is it? For they had no idea what it was. And Moses said to them, it is the bread which the Lord has given you for your food. This is what the Lord has said. Let every man take up as much as he has need of. At the rate of one armor for every person, let every man take as much as is needed for his family. And the children of Israel did so, and some took more and some less. And when it was measured, he who had taken up much had nothing over. Ooh, Jesus, give me a second. I'm about to blow. How I see rubber coat, shindele rubber coat. Glory to God. Shikana rubber coat, shibaha. Kilama kaleki rubber coat, zakare andosha. The Spirit of God just want me to let you know on today, God, not my. The Bible says out of mouth two or three witnesses, let every word be established. He said, now this is the rubber coat, shiramahaki. This book of Exodus, he said, is the first word of exiting out of sin. He said, but if you would hear by the Spirit, the book of Acts was the second witness of exiting out of sin. He said, in the books of Exodus, he said, by my shame, that's not the title. The title is the glory of God is in the wilderness. He said, because you can't see. Hallelujah. He said, you think you know everything. He said, but you can't see. He said, because your sin is in the way. And so he said, he said, the only way to get my glory is to go through the wilderness. He said, everybody don't want to go through the wilderness. He said, because in the wilderness, he said, I take you from your fleshly state, from your carnality, until you walking in the spirit. He said, that's why I told Moses, I'm going to prove them here in the wilderness. You know, they left from one place, from Elam and Elam, and they went to sin. And so the sin was the waste place.
And so it's in the wasteland. In the wasteland, that God gets rid of your waste. He's never called sin is waste. And he said it's in that wasteland, and that land is a land of wilderness. It's of sand. It's that, and it's where you have to depend on the Lord. When you're in the wilderness, you gotta depend on God. That's the reason why Jesus, when he was in the wilderness and Satan was tempting him, when Jesus was there 40 days in the wilderness, just like the children of Israel was 40 years in the wilderness, Jesus was 40 days in the wilderness. He said, "I am a man for two or three witnesses." He said, "Let every word be established." He said, "This is an established word that in the wilderness you meet the Lord thy God. In the wilderness, all the sin of your life begins to be destroyed in the name of Jesus. If you yield to the Spirit," he said, "if you notice that when Jesus was baptized, and the Holy Spirit came down upon him, and God opened up the heavens and said, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased.'" Then the Spirit of God led Jesus to the wilderness. God did all these mighty acts for the children of Israel in Exodus to get them out of under the bondage. Anytime you're filled with the Holy Ghost comes to get you out from under bondage. The bondage of your sin. For the Bible says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Come on now, somebody. So then he said, look at this right here for a second. He said, "I had to take them to the wilderness." He said, "I told Moses that I'm going to prove them." See, God proves you in your will. He proves what you are. When they was murmuring, "Well, you should have just let us, why you just didn't let us die by the flesh pots in Egypt?" Yeah, die in your sins and you can go to hell. "Why you have to take me out of the comfortable spot that I was in? Why, God, you telling me to do this? I don't know what to do. I'm in this place. I don't know what to do." He said, I'm glad you don't know what to do. He said, "That's the first sense that you can come to when you realize you don't know what to do." He goes, "You can't do nothing but look up."
That's right.
Because the scriptures say, "Look to the hills which cometh your help, for your help cometh from the Lord." He said, so when you get in the place of your wilderness, when Jesus was there in the wilderness, he told the devil, when the devil told him to take these stones and turn it into bread, he said, he let him know, he said that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God.
Yay.
See, what Satan didn't realize is that Jesus was living bread. Hello, somebody. Jesus is what the children of Israel was picking up off the ground to eat. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." Come on now. He said, "You're not going to have a part of me until you eat of my bread and drink of my blood. My body is the bread. My blood is the wine." Come on now. It's the thing that you're supposed to drink. He said, why? Because I am the living bread and I am the living water. He said, "Come unto you all that are thirsty." He said, "Come to me and drink. If you're hungry and you thirst after righteousness, you're hungering and you're thirsting after Jesus." So then God brought the children of Israel into the land of sin. The wasteland. He took them there, and so there would be some things that they would get to see and know about God. God said, "I want them to understand that I am their God. I want them to understand that I'm their provider, that they're not their provider." Yeah. And so my. I want them to get to a place where they're not used to a system. See, that's where religion starts. At. It starts with a system.
Yeah.
Well, I know that if I can do this, I can do that with that, with this and that. God, like, I want you to rely on the Holy Ghost. God wants us to lean so much on him till we don't even know where we start and where he begin, where we stop and he begin. Because your leaning is so, and dependence is so on him. Those words move God so greatly when we like, I really, truly don't know. And he like, that's good. But the problem is, a lot of us can't say it because we think we do know. That is a dangerous place to be. And so God brings us to the wilderness. And if you see here, it says, and when the dew was gone on the face of the earth, was a small round thing like small drops of ice on the earth. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said to one another, what is it? For they had no idea what it was. And Moses said to them, it is the bread which the Lord has given you for your food. This is what the Lord said. Let every man take up as much as he has need of at the rate of one armor for every person. Let every man take as much as is needed for his family. Let's stop right there. Remember I told you he said out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. I said he said Exodus was the first word and Acts was the second witness. In the book of Acts, the proof that the Spirit of God had come and had got inside of the people is that they sold all their possessions. And they gave it to the apostles and laid it at their feet so they could pass out to each family what they had needed. And they said that all of them had what they needed. He said right here, he said, and this is what the Lord has said, let every man take up as much as he has need of at the rate of one armor for every person. Let every man take as much as is needed for his family. And the children of Israel did so. And some took up more and some less. And when it was measured, he who had taken up much had nothing over. And he who had little had enough. Every man had taken what he was able to make use of. The same thing that they did in the book of Acts. Okay, come on. And so it said, and Moses said to them, let nothing be kept till the morning. And this is where it get good to me. And he said, but they gave no attention to Moses, and some of them kept it till the morning, and there were worms in it, and it had an evil smell, and Moses was angry with them. So they were saying, well, no, I'm going to keep some of this up. I'm going to store some. I'm going to keep some of this back. All right. All right. And then it stank, right? And it had worms. In the book of Acts, Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Ghost when they came before the apostles. And they kept back part of the money they had after they sold the land. And it was theirs and they had to give whatever they needed to give, but they lied about it. Just like these people didn't follow the instructions and they kept up some of that bread and they had worms in it and it stink. And that stuff stuck in the nostrils of God when Ananias and Sapphira did it, and they both dropped dead at the apostles' feet. Because they was trying to be greedy. They wanted to keep some back, hold up some more extra. Just like they was trying to hold up extra. Because the problem was, they hold back and you hold up extra because you don't trust God. Because he said, I'm going to prove you. How did God prove us in the wilderness? Is he get us to a place where we can't depend on what we think we have? You know, we can't do this and do that. We have to depend solely on God. When we lean in and depend solely on God, God is able to prove himself. That's why he said in Malachi, he said, now, when we bring our tithes and our offering to the storehouse, they'll be meat in his house. Notice once again, meat in his house. That's what he was trying to tell them in the books of Acts. Y'all come and bring this up. They're going to be meeting my house. The apostles and distribute it out. Right. So they'll be meeting my house. Then he turned around and he said, now proof. God was telling Moses, I'm going to prove the children of Israel right here in the wilderness. Because in other words, I'm proving them to see if they're going to prove me at my word. See, you got to know that you know that you know. That the glory of God appears in the wilderness.
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Hey, glory. And so let me see. Did I? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Y'all give me 1 second. If you look at it in verse 10, it says, and while Aaron was talking to the children of Israel, their eyes were turned in the direction of the wasteland. And they saw the glory of the Lord shining in the cloud. Hold on. God's glory shines in the wasteland. Come on now. God's glory was revealed in the wilderness through Jesus when Satan came to tempt. His glory was revealed right there.
And so,
because it even talk about how the angels came and ministered to him after everything was finished. We can't even get to the angels ministering because we don't want to walk through it. So then this was a testimony. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everywhere be established. Children of Israel, 40 years in the wilderness, the wasteland, the wilderness. Jesus, 40 days in the wilderness, the wasteland. Come on now. Because the Spirit of God is talking. He got something that he's trying to reveal to his people. And verse 19, and Moses said to them, let nothing be kept till the morning. But they gave no attention to Moses, and some of them kept it till the morning, and there were worms in it, and it had an evil smell, and Moses was angry with them. Look at here. There's things that the Lord has given a word to you about that you've done against it, and it stinks in his nostrils. And they took it up morning by morning, every man as he had need. And when the sun was high, it was gone. Look here. God said, the stuff that I'm giving you, you crying because you like, wait a minute, it's already gone, God. The money came and it's gone. He said, okay, I didn't tell you for the money last. I didn't tell you to do this. And then he said, I said, walk by faith. And he was like, it's gone, but I'm still the same God. I appear every morning. That's why the verse, the scripture said, new mercies I see. Every morning, new mercies. The Lord said, my mercies are brand new. Every morning. That's why he tells us to seek him early. That's why he tells us to come before his presence. Come on now. And on the sixth day, they took up twice as much of the bread, two omers of every person. And on the rulers of the people gave Moses word of it. And he said, this is what the Lord has said. Tomorrow is a day of rest, a holy Sabbath to the Lord. What has to be cooked may be cooked. And what is over put on one side to be kept till the morning. And they kept it till the morning as Moses had said. And no smell came from it, and it had no worms. When God gives you permission to keep something, then it's okay.
Yeah.
When he says no, hold up, then you hold up. And if you would understand it, the Holy Ghost just said to me, he said, well, you got to understand on the Sabbath day, that's the also the day that we give reverence unto the Lord. And he said, so if I'm telling them to keep up twice, he said, it's because people are supposed to keep over some stuff to give to the Lord. Okay. Somebody catched it somewhere down the street. And they kept it till the morning as Moses had said, and no smell came from it, and it had no worms. And Moses said, make your meal today. And notice he said, make your meal today of what you have, for this day is a Sabbath to the Lord. Today you will not get any in the field. So he told them to make their meal today. He said, for 6 days you would get it, but on the Sabbath day, the seventh day, there will not be any. Now, I'm going to tell you what got me right here in this verse 25. He told them to make their meal today. Do y'all know these people that will not cook on Sunday? And he told them to make it, make their meal. He said, for this day is the Sabbath day. Just want to throw that out there. He said, for 6 days, you will get it. But on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will not be any. But still on the seventh day, some of the people went out to get it, and there was not any. And the Lord said to Moses, how long will you go against my orders and my laws? People still be trying to go out and get stuff. In other words, they're trying to make their money on the seventh day instead of just trusting God, instead of just giving God his reverence and his due. Okay, so see, because the Lord has given you the Sabbath, he gives you on the sixth day bread enough for 2 days. Let every man keep where he is, Let no man go out of his place on the Sabbath day. In other words, then that's where you can prove God. God, you told me to reverence you. I'm supposed to have my time set aside so I can go to church. I'm supposed to have my time set aside so I can be in the presence of the Lord. So then, God, you know that I need to pay my bills and all that. So then I'm going to prove you that if I give you what you told me to give you, you're going to give me what you said you were going to do. Oh, I'm sorry. I just messed somebody up because, you know, I don't think. I'm going to think like God tell me to think. I'm going to do it his way. I did it a long time ago. I came to my crossroads of decisions a long time ago. I've had many things that have come up in my life years ago before I was ever a pastor. Where I was like, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. That's on a Sunday. I've had jobs where they said it was mandatory to come in. One of the jobs I was on, they were saying it was one Sunday out of that month that was mandatory. I told that management when I was getting, where they do your interview, to come in, and he told me that. I said, well, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to take this job. I said, because I got to go to church. I said, I'm going to do what God told me to do. Let me tell you something. That man said, well, hold on. He said, well, let me tell you what. He said, well, disregard what they said about mandatory. He said, you going on to go to church. I'm going to cover you. Nobody caught that, did. And see, I needed that job because I was at home for Christmas on my Christmas break. And I was trying to make enough money so I could take that money back with me to school. Because the job I had at school was about a lot of dollars. My paychecks with school was like $30 at the end of the week. I mean, at the end of 2 weeks. $30. They know that they need to have been slapped in their face for that. But I prayed over my money. I took my tithes and my offerings out of my money, knowing that I had to provide dinner for myself every Sunday. And really and truly, I had to provide lunch and dinner until my church started doing lunch. But I'm going to tell you how good God is. God rose up even before they had the college ministry, because I was the first college student there. Then God rose up in individuals in that church, and the Lord touched their hearts to start giving me money for lunch or taking me to lunch after church before they started their program. And if they didn't do, then some people, they even invited me over for dinner. But if they didn't do that, they gave me money to go get them. But then the Lord blessed my money, and he showed me how, as I took my tithes and offering out of that little bitty check, and I began to pray over it, and I was obedient to God. God made sure I was able to wash my clothes. He made sure I was able to get toiletries. He made sure I got everything that I needed, and then I was really able to pray. And you can't tell me about the God I serve, because that place was like a wilderness experience to me. And I'm going to tell you something. I proved God in his wilderness. They looked towards the wasteland and they saw the glory of God. You can't never get to the glory of God if you want to talk about how the glory going to come down. Well, the glory going to come down, you're going to go through some wisdom. That's why the Bible said that all you're getting, get understand. Well, God, I don't understand why I'm, because I'm trying to kill your flesh.
Yes.
He said, I'm trying to crucify your flesh, gives you to crucify your flesh and be baptized in the Holy Ghost and that with fire. He said, I'm trying to get you to lean and depend on me. See, I always said God was preparing me then for what I was going to walk through now. And people hear that song that, what's his name saying? I love that song. He's preparing me. Folks don't even realize what that really means. They just be saying. You know, when you go through stuff, you be like, I be up there watching, but I love that song. I ain't going to lie to you. And so he said, but 6 days you would get it, but on the seventh day, the Sabbath, there will not be any. But still on the seventh day, some of the people went out to get it, and there was not any. And the Lord said to Moses, how long will you go against my orders and my laws? See, because the Lord has given you the Sabbath, he gives you on the sixth day bread enough for 2 days. Let every man keep where he is. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day. So the people took their rest on the seventh day. And this bread was named manna by Israel. It was white like a grain seed, and its taste was like cakes made with honey. So the bread that God gave you going to be sweet and tasty. And Moses said, this is the order which the Lord has given. Let one armor of it be kept for future generations so that they may see the bread which I gave you for your food in the wasteland when I took you out from the land of Egypt. And Moses said to Aaron, take a pot and put one omer of manna in it and put it away before the Lord to be kept for future generations. So Aaron put it away in front of the holy chest to be kept as the Lord gave orders to Moses. Glory! And the children, glory! The children, my. And the children of Israel, manna, and the children of Israel had manna for their food for 40 years till they came to a land with people in it, till they came to the edge of the land of Canaan. Now, an omer is a tenth part of ephah. Now, Shemekah, the Lord said, well, then pull on what you gave. He said, if you felt like you heard me when I told you to do it, he said, now pull on. He said, seek my face. You hear me, Shemekah? The Holy Ghost hears everything we say. He knows everything about us. And it's not just for her. The Holy Ghost says other people. He said, and some of you are the reason why you don't have nothing to pull on, because you didn't do what I told you to do, because you would like some of the other people trying. You was like Ananias and Sapphira. You trying to put back something. He said, oh, but it didn't help Ananias and Sapphira. They died. He said, there's going to be a dying. He said, that's not necessarily have to be a physical death. He said, but there's going to be a dying of a need. He said, because people do not trust in God. He said, they don't do what I tell them to do. They're too busy trying to do it like this and do it like that. He said, it's going to cost you. He said, it's going to cost you greater than what you know. Doing things our own way. It's going to, because the Bible says it's a way that seemeth right to a man, and the end thereof is destruction. Look at here. If God tell you to give it, you better give it. I'm talking about, I don't care if it's your last. I've given my last several times. And I've watched God move. I had something to pull on. I'm like, Lord, I've given this testimony for you. Even when I was away from home in college, I had my last $5 bill, and I was in church, and I had already paid my tithe. And I was doing the offering, and I said, Lord, you know, this is all I got. I said, I don't have nothing to go get nothing to eat with after church. I don't have anything I can do or whatever like this. I said, but Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to give you this $5, and I'm going to believe you. Now, mind you, I was a teenager away from home. I'm gonna trust you to move on what I need, how I need it. Before I could even get out the door, two women was arguing at the door where you exit out at about $5. That one lady had gotten from the woman she had borrowed, and she was trying to give her back the $5, and the woman kept telling her she didn't want it back. She's like, I don't want that $5 back. I gave it to you. They arguing back and forth. And so then the lady who the one was trying to get the $5 back to, she looked up at me. She said, well, can I give it to her? She said, well, I don't care. They gave it to me. The $5 that I just gave away before I could get out the door, he gave it back to me. Yeah. You don't trust God. You don't trust God. God said you got to trust him. So then when people be saying, well, I don't understand why this person, this, and the Bible said, according to your measure of rule of your faith, you know, my faith is large. My faith has been tested. And so God is like, he's like, according to your faith being done unto you. That's why when I go in there and I pray for people, that's why God moves. Because I have a right. Because I'm operating in something that I've been operating in. I'm not doing something outside of my operation.
Yeah.
I believe God. And so you know the most shaky aha.
Hey.
He said, so I'm taking you to the place of sin, the waste place, the wilderness, so that I can make sure all the sin come up out of it. That you would trust in the Lord. He gave them flesh to eat in the evening and bread in the morning. Hallelujah. God said, I want to do some things for you. He said, but I can't do it because you're in my way. He's like, get out of my way. He said, and so you need to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you. And he will take you into a place with God that you've never walked in before. He said, you sitting up here acting like something strange done happened when the fear of trials come to try you. It ain't nothing strange in heaven. Trust in the Lord. Stay upon your way. This ain't the day to give it up. It's the day to persevere. Press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Know that you have the victory in God. Take it by force in the name of Jesus. Be led by the Holy Ghost and not by your flesh. And so God just want me to let you know the glory
is in the wilderness place. It's in the wasteland. And so we just praise the Lord for it. And we just ask God that you would just bless the people, Lord God. Give your people understanding of what it is you're trying to say, Lord. I thank you for what you've given, Lord. I thank you for what you've done. I thank you for what you're getting ready to do, Lord God. I thank you for your glory being revealed like never before, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. When Jesus came out of that wilderness place, God, he came out with all power. Lord God, and he was able to go and do the things that you have commissioned him to do, Lord God. The children of Israel, when they came out of the wilderness, Lord God, you gave them the promise. So, Lord God, we just thank you for the promises coming to pass in your people's lives, Lord. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm getting ready to bring Prophetess Junior forth to give announcements. If she, you know, if it's something God might have given her while I was going forth, that she can give whatever the Spirit of God has given her to give. And then when she gets through, the glory is in the wilderness. The glory of God is in the wilderness. After she gives the announcements, whatever word God has given her, I'm going to come back and I'm going to pray over the tithes and offerings. And I think this is seed Sunday too, so I pray over the seeds too. And so I'm going to give it over to Prophet Junior. Not really. Somebody asked the question was, my parents helping me in college? Not really. They would give me something every once in a while. My father, it's something that God did inside of my father to, and I believe it was, you know, at one point I was kind of upset with him, but I found out that it was God. That God wanted me to lean and depend on him. And so I remember I had some extreme situations that happened where they gave me something, but no, I was supporting myself. I went to school on my own financial aid, and then I worked on the campus. My father was teaching me how to be an adult.
Good evening, everyone. Can y'all hear me? I just want to make sure before I start talking. Normally, people say they can't hear me. So can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, Alicia. Okay, as you all know, as she said a few minutes ago, today is Seed Sunday. I'm asking that you will go ahead and pay your tithes and your offers if you haven't already done that. I'm talking to members right now. Also, members, be mindful that I've addressed this before, that a lot of times people only do the offerings when they're doing their tithe, which we're supposed to do tithes and offerings. But when there's Sunday services, I noticed that, you know, a lot of us have stopped doing offerings. You know, it was different when we was in the building. So, you know, be mindful of that, you know, that we still give offerings, you know, when we're in service. And I'm also asking visitors on the line and members, in order to do that, you will go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button, visitors, as you would if you were in the building and we were passing around the offering tray. I am asking that you all would give an offering. Also, members, you know that this is the new year. I'm talking to you right now about past appreciation. You know, go ahead and start paying on your past appreciation. Some of you, as you know, as you get, you know, whatever you get, you know, coming in or what have you, you know, even with your taxes. And I always throw that out there. You know, if you can go ahead and do the whole thing, go ahead and do it. If you can do a big, nice chunk of it, go ahead and do that so that when the day comes upon us, you know, you're not like pushing to go ahead and get that done. Also, again, go ahead and do your tithes and your offerings. Go ahead and send in your seed because Pastor is getting ready to pray. There's a reason why we say that. And, you know, for one, it's to be obedient. And another thing, you want to go ahead and have it in there so that when she prays over it. So I think that's all. If you all have any questions for me, members, you know how to contact me. And I thank you.
Heavenly Father, we just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I come once again repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly and unknowingly, was in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Lord, to forgive me, creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. Take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Lord, we speak of, Lord God, I just come speaking a blessing over your people right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting, Lord God, and I'm asking that you will bless your people, Lord God. Father God, as your people pay, they giving their tithes and a I believe, Lord God, as your people have given their tithes and their offering, Lord God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to rebuke the divine for your people's sake and open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing the day when I have room to receive. Father, let it be pressed down, shaken together, and running over, that men will give back into your people's bosom, Lord God. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that, Father God, that you will begin to see a new thing, Lord God. Let this whole rabba shebe koromane sekrala. Lord God, in Kartova Neanda, do a new thing and cause it to spring forth in their lives, oh God. Father, I'm asking that you will guide your people by your Holy Spirit on this year, Lord God. That, Father, they will lean and they will depend on you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, they will see your glory revealed right in the midst of their need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that right now that you would just cause the blessings to fall on their life even now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray right now that, Lord God, that those I hear the Spirit of God said, it's my honor to bless you. He said, it's my honor to bless you. He said, when you've blessed me, when you've done what I told you to do, it's my honor to bless you. He said, for I cannot lie. He said, I'm not a man that I shall lie, nor the son of man that I shall repent. If I spoke it, I shall do it. If I said it, I shall perform it. He said, you can depend on me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Father, now bless your people, Lord God, in the city and the field, God. Bless them every place they feet tread, God. Father God, give them unexpected financial blessings. They paid their tithes and offering. Give them unexpected financial blessings even on their jobs, God. Call their enemies to give unto their book of good measure. Press down, shake together, and run it over, oh God. Father God, we let it come from places they didn't expect for it to come, God, in the name of Jesus. Then I pray for those who have seeded into my life, oh God. You said in your word that whatever we give in the name of a prophet, we shall receive a prophet's reward. God, I pray for a prophet's reward for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for crazy favor on their life, God. Favor that don't make any sense, oh God. That, Lord God, everywhere they go, where the people should have done, where it should have been a no, when it was a no, let it be a yes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let increase come upon them. Let favor be upon them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to bless them in the city, in the field, in every place they feature it. Let the Spirit of living God rest on them, oh God, in the name, just guide them by your Holy Spirit, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And after we receive them unto yourself, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your people, Lord God. We thank you for everybody that's on this line, God. Lord God, we even lift up Kanisha and Shamika, God, as they lost their uncle on this past week, God. We ask that you will cover them in the blood of Jesus, cover their family, Lord God. Father, bring healing and deliverance in the family and comfort by your Holy Ghost, oh God. We ask that you continuously to minister to Mary and her family, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I'm asking that the Spirit of the living God will just rest on them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, because you're God all by yourself, oh God. Lord, we just believe the word of the Lord, hallelujah, and we magnify your name, oh God. We exalt your name, God. We're looking for the reports to come in about people being blessed, oh God, outlandishly, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. But most of all, God, I want to see them blessed in their spirit. I want a spiritual blessing, because you said, oh God, hallelujah, that as our soul prosper and be in good health, though you wish about we will prosper and be in good health, God. I pray for their soul to prosper, God. Yes, that they will be delivered and set free, God, because you brought the children of Israel into the wilderness for them, for their deliverance from sin, God. You brought them into the wilderness for them to approve the Lord. Hallelujah. You to prove them, oh God. Father God, deliver your people, oh God. Sanctify your people. Consecrate your people for your use, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I just thank you right now. Hallelujah. Oh God, I want to say thank you. Yeah, little boy, shaka.
Rodiyaranda, say thank you, Jesus. Yadaloshanda, Radeki, and that no condemn of a shedding, Kumalaha. That there will be no lack amongst us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as we walk in obedience unto you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Bless them, God. Bless those that have blessed me, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Even those that have blessed me in my time of need, God, bless them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, fulfill your promises in their life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Your dosa. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you, God. Deliver us, oh God, that there will be no hindrances in us, oh God, for the move of your spirit, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, Lord God, take out the stony heart and put in the heart of flesh, oh God. Cause your people to truly love their enemies, oh God, and to pray for those that despitefully use them, oh God. Oh, we thank you right now. Let us all pray for our enemies, oh God, and those that despitefully use us. For us to love our enemies, oh God, and pray for those that despitefully use us, oh God. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you, God. I just thank you for every last one of my enemies, oh God. Oh God, I speak blessings over my enemies' lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray that they come to know your love, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that they will come into the knowledge of the truth, oh God. Oh God, I'm asking you to bless them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, bring deliverance in their life, God. Bring healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I want none of them to go to hell, God. I want them to know you, Lord God, in the pardon of their sins, oh God. I have a secret from the young Damakor. I reckon I bless you, Jesus. Ooh, I bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. God, every word that's been spoken over your people's lives, let it be fulfilled in this year, God. Let them begin to see it, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the manifestation of it be in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just bless you, God. We pray a blood covering of Jesus Christ over their lives, oh God. We pray for a fresh and filling of the Holy Ghost and those who have not been baptized in the Holy Ghost. We pray for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, oh God, and that with fire, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. You know, if you have a prayer request, you can text in your prayer request to 214-507-3626, and I will be praying.
Also, if you like to give Pastor a love offering, I forgot to let you all know this. This is on the line. If you'd like to give Pastor a love offering, I'm asking that you would text her at 214-507-3626. Again, that's 214-507-3626. She'll forward the information for you to be able to do that, and I thank you.
Like I said, if you got, it's Pastor George, I'm back now. If you have a prayer request, you can text your prayer request in to 214-507-3626, and I will be praying. I'm looking for praise reports, you know. Let us know what has taken place, because I'm believing God to move in people's lives on this week. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I love you. And I pray the peace of God over you, the sanctification in his peace. And I just pray that his spirit just abides with you. Hallelujah. That he leads you into the green pastures and by the still waters. Hallelujah. Amen. Lord, we just praise you right now, Lord God. I'm asking that you anoint the head with your oil, Father. Let the Father God, let goodness, Lord God, let your goodness be upon them, God. Let your mercy and your grace be with them, God, all the days of their life. Oh God, let them dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Hallelujah. Yes, we just bless you for it, Father God. Hallelujah. We bless you for it. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I pray right now, Lord God, out of a grateful heart, Lord God, hallelujah, that you will cause them to comfort the brethren, oh God. In Jesus' name. And so we get ready to end this call. I love you. God bless you. And oh my God, just be blessed on this week. Hallelujah. I'm in the call.